Hello, beautiful. This is Jennifer Hadley, and our prayer for today is for spiritual fitness. So we take a breath of love and gratitude. We place our hand on our heart and we do our heart yoga. We commit to spiritual fitness, heart yoga, opening our heart, opening our mind, taking a breath of love and gratitude, opening ourselves to the fullness of love. Taking this breath of love and gratitude, we are grateful and thankful to partner up with the higher Holy Spirit self, remembering and recognizing that our true identity is perfect, whole, and complete. We are grateful. We are grateful and thankful to open ourselves to a flow of love that's unlimited and unprecedented. We are grateful and thankful to choose spiritual fitness. We are grateful for the yoga of the heart. Our patience is unlimited. Our gratitude is flowing over. Our compassion is present, awake, and alive. So we're consciously choosing to be generous. We're consciously choosing to be kind and honoring and respectful. We are giving away to the Holy Spirit all thoughts of jealousy, anger, resentment, hurt, fear, doubt, worry, blame, and shame. We're doing our heart yoga by being loving and compassionate with ourselves. We are becoming more flexible in the heart by being patient and kind with ourselves. We're being more generous, more loving, more free with ourselves. And we are consciously choosing to take every opportunity to practice our heart yoga with our family, our friends, our co-workers, our neighbors. We are grateful and thankful to practice being more kind, generous, loving, patient, respectful. So grateful, so thankful to give ourselves this wonderful day of spiritual fitness. Heart yoga is our way. We're grateful and thankful to know an unprecedented flow of love is the very nature of our life. So grateful to claim our healing. So grateful to claim our spiritual flexibility and fitness. So grateful to do a yoga of the heart and set ourselves free. We're sharing the benefits with everyone because we're one with them. In deep and abiding gratitude, we let it be. We let it be. We allow ourselves to be spiritually fit. Heart open and flexible. In gratitude, we know it's done, and so it is. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Yes, so grateful. And we have a number of things going on. I think we've finally got a lot of it on the website. So you can go to the events page at jenniferhadley.com. And we have the retreats in North Carolina. We have the retreats in England, in Thailand, in... I guess those are the places. So what's coming up? I'm going to be in Atlanta the week of August 9th to the 14th. So I'll be sharing those details with you very soon. And then in England, in early September, first thing is 5 days of spiritual sightseeing, sacred site tour. We're going to do Salisbury, Glastonbury, Avebury, Bath, Stonehenge, of course, some of my very favorite places on the whole planet. And it's a small group. We do have some spaces open. And we have then my spiritual counseling intensive. And that's my week-long counseling training. It's open to anyone. If you're a coach, a therapist, you'd like to get CEUs or continuing licensing units, you can do that at the intensive. And then I'll be making a trip to Germany. I'm going to be in Frankfurt, Germany. And then I'm going to be in Melbourne, Australia. And then I am going to be in North Carolina again. And I'm doing the Living A Course in Miracles weekend retreat, Columbus Day weekend, October 7th to 10th. And then the following weekend, I believe it's the 14th to the 16th, forgiveness retreat. You can come and stay for the whole week and make a lovely week of it for yourselves. And then let's see. I'm going to be in Thailand in November. Early November, we're doing the spiritual counseling training intensive at a beautiful resort in Chiang Mai. And then we're going to be doing a week-long self-love and extreme pampering retreat in Krabi. So we've got these wonderful events coming up, and then we're going to top it all off at the end of the year with the New Year's Reboot retreat, also in North Carolina. So I'm very grateful to share these events with you. I hope to see you soon. Have a beautiful... Oh, what? Today is my Stop Blocking Your Miracle class. Yes, 3 steps to help you stop blocking the miracle. Okay, almost forgot. So there you go. It's a great day to practice heart yoga, to be spiritually fit, to love ourselves free. So grateful that we're prayer partners today. Have an amazing day, an amazing, amazing day of spiritual fitness.